Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Gen Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez. Before we get into anything, I just want to say congratulations to each and every one of you listening in on this podcast right now. You have done an amazing job pushing through all these assignments, quizzes, exams, papers, discussion posts, sleepless nights, stressful weeks, and so on and so forth. But each of you have persevered time and time again, overcoming very difficult challenges, but never faltered. And here you are now about to face your biggest challenge of the semester, which is finals. I myself can say that I understand how stressful finals can be, as this will be my fourth set of finals. And I understand, especially as a first generation college student, just how much pressure one feels when it comes to finals and college as a whole. But listen to me and trust me when I say this, you will do good. Do the best that you can and you will be just fine. And yes, it will be stressful, but you have multiple people and resources to rely on. As much as it may feel like you are on your own sometimes, you will never truly be on your own. That brings me to the topic of this week's podcast, as we are joined by two returning guests from a previous episode, as we talk a bit about de-stressing and how keeping up with your mental health is important. If I could, please introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself, your major, year, what all you're involved in or were previously involved in, and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
Hi guys, my name is Mayan. I'm a junior. I'm involved in pretty much a lot on campus. I'm the founder and president of Mental Health Awareness Society, the vice president of BSA, orientation leader, mentor for the Minority Mentorship Program, member of the Conduct Board, Residence Life Resident Assistant, student worker for the Multicultural Student Services, and many more.
Hey, I'm Haley. I am a junior. I'm a nursing major. I am not involved in as much as Mayan, but I'm involved. I am the Vice President for Mental Health Awareness Society. I am the Historian for Black Student Association. I'm a part of the Student Nursing Association, and I am a student worker for the Multicultural Student Services.
And a quote we want to share with you all today is, adopting the right attitude can convert a negative stress into a positive one. Now, let's get started. Mayan, just as you stated, that you're the founder of MHAS. So, for those of you who don't know, MHAS is still fairly new on campus. And I guess my first question to you, Mayan, is what was the reasoning behind wanting to start this organization?
Well, for me in high school, my biggest drive was always mental health and gun violence awareness. And so it was really hard trying to come up with an organization that advocates either both or mainly gun violence awareness, because I needed so much, I guess we would say, resources, and the expenses was way too expensive as in high school, we're trying to do that in a small town. And so when I got here, I was like, what's like between those two, what is something that I feel like is more relevant and needed to be advocated as more within the Roosevelt community? And I lean more towards mental health, especially with talking to different students. And so that was my biggest drive, more of like, let's advocate that. And in talking with other people, I realized that a lot of people were really saying like that was their biggest challenge within college. A lot of people drop or either, you know, take a break because of their mental health and not really getting the right resources or, I guess, treatment when it comes to that. So that was one of my biggest drives there.
Yeah, I think because when a lot of people take that like year gap, mm-hmm. like they go to like, say, college for a year and they're like, I can't do this right now, I need a year. Mm-hmm. Like that year can end up screwing over like everything. And then they end up just not coming back at all.
Yeah.
Because that happens to a lot of people. Some people will just take off because of, like, it's too much for them, or they can't pay it off and they're going to, like, work for a bit, save up. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of it's also just they can't keep up with their mental health and so ends up screwing everything over. They take a year break. That year turns into decades mm-hmm. for pretty much the rest of their life. So now that we know why you, Mayan, wanted to start this RSO, Haley, what made you, the VP, want to join MHAS, but not just be a part of it, but also be on the exec board for it?
Well, I wanted to join MHAS initially because coming to college, I realized more so than grade school how important mental health is, because you're quote-unquote on your own, like away from your family, away from whatever support system you had. It's really a big time to work on yourself and work on how you're doing. And so once I realized that, I realized how important mental health was, and I heard about Mental Health Awareness Society from Mayan, and I thought it would be such a good idea to not only advocate for it, but like become that support system for other people. I feel like that is like really important, and I enjoy it a lot.
For all the people on campus, But like, I guess for people who don't know what exactly MHA is, what all does MHAS do on campus for those who may be wondering?
MHAS is more of exactly like other RSOs. Our biggest thing is to host different events to advocate the importance of mental health. Not only just more of like seminars where we're talking about mental health, but more of like fun activities to where we can have that escape for whatever you're going through. Like, I want most of our events are kind of based on just having fun instead of like, you know, worrying about school or worrying about work or worrying about something, you know, whatever else is going on in life. And so I just want to provide different events to, I guess, be that mental escape. So that's what we strive to do on campus.
What's been your favorite like event so far on campus?
This school year was definitely, I feel like everyone has said this, but rock painting.
Yeah. Rock painting?
Rock painting, yeah. Was definitely. We had a lot of people show up, and it was funny just seeing all the different like decorations and painting that they had on them. So.
And do y'all got anything going on like during finals week or anything?
We don't. But we are working on our next calendar, so if anyone is open to collaborations, we are definitely available.
And just as I stated before, finals are like coming up pretty soon. So like next week, well, by the time this podcast comes out, like in 2 days.
Yeah.
So with that said, what are some of the ways that you two have dealt with stress during finals? Like, what are some like maybe stress management or like things that you've done to get your mind off of like, or just stress free, I guess?
To stay stress-free, I try to go by, like, a routine. So schedule my time to study or whatever, and then have those much-needed breaks for however long. I'll spend time with my friends or just have a minute where I unwind, scroll through TikTok, through Instagram, just not using my brain at all.
I also agree with that. I feel like having a set schedule, like, I use a planner. And also, I know we rely heavily on Time Tree. I think that's really helpful because you're scheduling your whole entire day or your whole entire week, and you know what you need to do, like assignments or orgs or work. I feel like it's easier when you're, you know, able to plan everything out and be prepared for the next thing and give yourself time to relax.
Definitely. I think for me, like it's like you said, just scheduling, making time, like scheduling like when to study or like for a certain exam, depending like when you have that final and everything. Yeah. But for me, it's like I set, like during finals, I set a time like later in the night where, okay, this is the last, like from this time to this time is when I'll study, but I won't study anywhere past this time. Because I like to give myself a lot of time to kind of just like relax and everything, because I feel as though if you go into an exam stressed out and worried about how you're going to do, your mind's going to be more on worrying, you're going to be worrying more about how you're going to do on exam than actually retaining the information for the exam. Yeah. And so that's what I do a lot. That's what I did this past week, actually, an exam on Tuesday. And I studied maybe like 2 or 3 days in advance, but I didn't study anywhere past like 10 p.m. because I was like, I'm going to just relax and then I'll review the content one more time right before. But that's it.
Yeah.
Just give yourself time to like be stress-free, relax, and you'll do fine. It's like I said before, as long as you just do the best that you can, you'll do pretty well. So why do you think it's so important to ensure that everyone takes care of their mental health, especially during difficult times?
I feel like I'm a firm believer that without mental health, you basically kind of can't do a lot, because your mental health basically reflects on everything you do. So depending on how you feel that day is how basically you would act. So for me, I try to apply that it's important to take time, like we just said, take time for yourself. Even if you take like an hour a day of just being quiet and sitting in a room by yourself, I feel like it's important to do that, because without your mental health, like I said, you know, it kind of reflects on everything you do. Like if you're going into a test feeling awful, feel like grieving or, you know, sad or angry, it's going to reflect on how you do with other things. So I definitely say just take time for yourself and making sure you're okay, taking care of yourself before, you know, you rush into anything that's overbearing or overcoming for you to do. So
I definitely agree with what Mayon said. It's a big part of how we function, how we get through the day, and if we're not in the right mindset or we're upset or angry at something, we're just not going to be able to give our all into whatever it is we're doing, even if it's just getting through the day. It's going to be a lot harder if you're not in that right mindset or you don't have a good mental health.
I think so as well, but I think Tech does a really good job emphasizing this about how really take care of your mental health.
Yeah.
Because for one, we have MHAS, which is a really good support system. But then you have like the Health and Wellness Center. They have the relaxation room, multicultural, the student services. They have the y'all's own like relaxation room. Y'all have that as well. And then just like around campus, like especially during finals time, they have like donut stress or whatever. Like go get donuts. Then have de-stress fest. and then late night breakfast, like one last time to really like let loose and just kind of be with all your friends. So I think tech does a really good job just emphasizing that if you don't take care of your mental health, you won't do good. And I feel like a lot of professors like realize that as well, because they're very much aware like that's what happens. And so if you're ever in a difficult time, especially like during finals, reach out to your professors, because your professors are very understanding when it comes to that. Like, they may seem scary at first, or it's kind of like, I don't know. But definitely reach out to your professors. I've said this before on a previous podcast, but reach out to professors. They want to see you succeed.
Right.
And they wouldn't want your mental health being the deciding factor whether you pass or fail a class and then having to retake it and maybe even get set back a whole semester because you missed that class or like you failed that class. So moving on to our final question is, what is some advice that you would give to other students coming from your own personal experience with mental health on how to take care of it?
I would personally say, don't be so hard on yourself. Like, give yourself grace, because coming to college, although people seem like they have it together, they don't. Nobody really has it together until they're out of here, and even then, they don't. So I feel like, just give yourself that time to figure stuff out. Don't think you have to have it all figured out. Go to the people you need to, your teachers, your counselors, friends. Ask for help, because they will help you. You don't have to do it alone.
I definitely agree with Haley. I feel like a lot of students don't take advantage of the resources, or, you know, like their friends, or maybe just they don't take advantage of what we have on campus or what we, you know, offer as far as like talking to someone or getting help. And I feel like the Health and Wellness, a lot of people don't know this, the Health and Wellness Center, if you don't need temporary counseling, they will give you a referral to a different counselor outside of tech. And I feel like a lot of people don't know that, and they don't really use that. And I feel like a lot of times, not using those resources definitely reflect on how people feel, which I kind of hate, but a lot of times those, they're not really, a lot of people don't know is what I'm getting at, because I feel like I talk to people and they're like, oh, I didn't even know we had counselors. I didn't even know we had a relaxation room. I didn't know we had, you know? So I just feel like definitely just, again, taking time for yourself and making sure you're good and making sure you're doing everything to your best ability, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely taking time for yourself, because I feel like with my personal experience, that was something I like did not do. It kind of put everything before my mental health, and it reflected everything so bad. Like, my grades were okay, but myself, I just was not doing good. And so I definitely say sometimes it's okay to put yourself first when it comes to just giving your time, yourself space and time away from others, or just, you know, just making sure you're okay. So definitely I would say, you know, put that into perspective for sure.
Yeah, becoming aware of those resources can be like very vital to your success. Like, because me, when I first came here, I thought I was gonna do good, and then I got like humbled real bad in the industry. Got humbled real quick by college. I was like, dang, I actually need to study, because in high school, you're like, you never study for anything, but you get good grades or whatever. But when you come to college, you actually have to study. You actually got to understand the content of that course if you want to do good. And so I, like, my first semester, first year, I was extremely stressed. And like, I was aware of the resources, but I didn't use them. Mm-hmm. And this year I've been using them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been helping me a lot more balance out like my work life, personal life, and then obviously like my college life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important being aware of those resources and actually utilizing them, because some of them are also in your fees.
Yeah.
Like the Health and Wellness Center fees. So like, use them.
Right.
So use these, because like, they're in your fees.
You might as well,
you pay for them. So using to the best of like maximize them its use pretty much. But yeah, even from my own personal experience, like first semester here, I was like a straight A student, like in high school, just never had to study for anything. Everything came naturally. Then obviously I got humbled real bad. But since then I've been doing like a lot better, because I think also finding that group of friends that's with you almost 24/7 can help out a lot, because I felt alone my first semester here. Even though I was meeting a lot of different people, I wouldn't say I got on like a really close and personal level with every single one of them until maybe later in that first semester, when I started like actually interacting with my friend group now.
Mm-hmm.
And then second semester, started hanging out with them more and more and more, and now they're like a big part of my life. I see them every single day. I'm with them every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you find that group of people that is not always just there for you, like they're gonna be there for you like 24/7, but then they'll also like support you, like they'll be there for like whenever you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really eases like the pressure, because you know, you think you're gonna do bad, or like you think you're on your own, but when you have them there for you, you realize I'm really not alone, and then that opens your eyes to everyone else who's also around you, supporting you and pushing you to do your best.
So
But that's all from us. Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks. And thank you for you two for being such amazing guests on our podcast. Again. Please make sure to check us out on Instagram at ATU Campus Life. And check out MHAS at
ATU.MHAS on Instagram.
Make sure to check them out as well. Check out at ATU, what is it, BSA?
Underscore BSA.
Check them out as well because they always have some pretty good events. Really good events. Our office is located in the Student Involvement Center in Doc Bryan 171. Don't be scared to come by.